Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham since 1992, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is berberine for blood sugar, cholesterol, and so much more. Joining us is Dr. Stephanie Rubino. Stephanie has a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology and is a graduate of the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. She is a lecturer and author in various health publications and has made various TV appearances to discuss lifestyle strategies, nutrition, and supplementation. Good morning, Doctor, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Thanks for having me today.
Berberine benefits our health in some amazing ways.
Absolutely. So berberine is actually a pretty popular compound that comes from some plants, and it's definitely gained some attention in 2023 as a possible weight loss option, but it definitely has a multitude of actions in the body, helping to lower blood sugar levels and even cholesterol levels.
And even though you're saying 2023, it really isn't nothing new. There is a long history with natural health, isn't there?
Yeah, so with respect to berberine, there are a number of plants that are actually rich in this compound that have been used for over 3,000 years in different cultures, especially in Asia, for their medicinal properties. So these plants were used for infections, reducing fever, even inflammatory conditions, and digestive concerns such as diarrhea.
Traditional Chinese medicine and the Ayurvedics.
Yes.
What is berberine?
Berberine is a compound that is found in the roots, stems, bark, leaves, and rhizomes of many plants. It's actually an alkaloid. Alkaloids are a really big group of naturally occurring compounds. There's actually over 3,000 that have been identified, and they have a diverse number of physiological effects. They have antibacterial properties, anti-inflammatory properties, even analgesic properties, and there are quite a number of them that are available. But the plants that specifically have berberine include ones such as golden seal, Oregon grape, and even barberry.
So is it something that if we eat enough of these things, we can benefit from it, or is it something that we have to supplement?
Berberine is actually not found in any food sources, only the plants that I mentioned. So it's typically extracted and isolated from these plants, and then it's commonly found in supplement form.
It's not something that's easily obtained through diet?
No, unfortunately not. So it's specifically taken from those plants such as barberry, even golden seal being a source, and then found in supplement form, especially in, specific amounts.
So it's very diverse then, isn't it?
Yes, very.
It helps with blood sugar, helps with cholesterol.
Yep, so a number of actions. So it's been shown to help lower blood sugar levels and help decrease insulin resistance. So in this way, it's helpful for conditions such as, diabetes and metabolic syndrome. It also has been shown to help lower triglyceride levels and total cholesterol and even LDL cholesterol. And it has other activities as well. So it can actually have direct actions on bacteria and viruses and other microbes. So can be used in cases of infections, and has also been shown to have anti-inflammatory and even antioxidant effects as well.
Yeah, very diverse. Antimicrobial, there's some benefits to the immune system.
Absolutely, yeah. So because of that, yeah, definitely helping against, different viruses and bacteria. It's been shown to even support some of our, immune cells. It has impacts in terms of modulating the immune system, so having a really nice balancing effect for immune health.
So as a supplement, how does it work? In layman's terms, how is it working?
So it works actually in different ways. So when it comes to blood sugar, it works in a way where it actually helps to inhibit some of the activity of our digestive enzymes that are needed to break down carbohydrates. So in this way, will help to lower glucose absorption or sugar absorption. but it does have other activities in the body, which, you know, can get a little bit more technical. So, for example, berberine can activate a specific enzyme called AMPK, and AMPK has been referred to as the metabolic master switch or the longevity enzyme. And this enzyme is found in the cells of our brain, our muscles, our heart, and liver. And by activating AMPK, berberine can enhance glucose metabolism, it can help reduce insulin resistance, and it can even improve blood flow. And then it has some other actions as well.
It's really managing that glucose and blood sugar combination.
It's definitely one of the main actions of berberine, but it definitely has other roles. It's been shown to, you know, support blood pressure, again, supporting insulin function. It even has, you know, benefits for the brain and having neuroprotective effects as well.
And again, there's that diversity.
Yes, yes.
It has a benefit while in our digestive system, but then when it gets into our blood, there's also a benefit.
Well, when we take it in, actually, berberine has a what we call a low bioavailability. It's not really absorbed well into the intestine. But interestingly, it does interact with our gut microbiota, and the microbiota is that community of microorganisms in our gut. And they actually work together, as berberine and the gut microbiota, and in doing so actually helps to support digestive health. So berberine has been shown to improve the intestinal barrier function. It's been shown to improve digestion, again, help with concerns such as, you know, diarrhea, help produce certain metabolites that supports digestion and immune health. So yes, it can definitely help in terms of supporting the gut, but also will impact, again, you know, glucose uptake and production and those other areas of health that we talked about.
We have concerns with blood sugar. We have concerns with cholesterol. And berberine is something that's going to be very helpful. But for optimal health, we want to focus on diet and lifestyle first. And then we want to add in supplementation. And then we want to talk about, you know, adding a prescription if we need to. So in that scale, like, would berberine be something that we would do on a maintenance level, on like a daily maintenance, or is it something that's more of a supplement that we would do in a reactive way to control and bring back our blood sugar levels, et cetera?
So I think it could work either way. So you're correct in saying, you know, diet and lifestyle definitely are the foundations of overall health. And we want to make sure, you know, that we are eating well and that we are staying active. You know, those measures can go a long way in terms of supporting blood sugar levels, for example, and so, you know, supporting the risk factors for heart disease, et cetera. And then the introduction of supplements can be used either way, right, in terms of preventing concerns from taking place and even acting as support or potential treatment. And berberine can also act like that. So, you know, typically it is used if there is a concern with blood sugar, if there are concerns with, you know, high cholesterol. But, you know, I think it is possible to use it, you know, maybe a low preventative dose to support those areas of health.
Our metabolic master switch. Can you explain that a little further, just what exactly that means?
Oh, so what I mean by that is that berberine actually activates a specific enzyme called AMPK, and it's AMPK that's specifically the metabolic master switch or the longevity enzyme. So through AMPK and activating AMPK, berberine can actually, you know, support the transport or movement of glucose from the bloodstream into our cells and where it's converted to ATP, ATP being our major, you know, energy compound in our body. So in this way, we'll help to support metabolism. So again, AMPK is very important in terms of, you know, enhancing lipid and glucose metabolism. It helps to promote the production of glycogen, which is the storage form of glucose. AMPK is also responsible for helping reduce insulin resistance and improving blood flow and even supporting our mitochondria, which we know are our energy powerhouses in our bodies.
Yeah, with the ATP again. Reducing insulin resistance.
With many conditions, so diabetes, even, you know, heart disease, weight gain, concerns such as, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, insulin resistance is, becoming very common. And supporting glucose levels and insulin function is a really big step in terms of helping, you know, reduce our risk of different chronic diseases.
So that's where the berberine is a key factor in activating that AMPK enzyme.
Absolutely. And it also actually helps to stimulate the secretion of another hormone known as GLP-1. And this is a hormone that's actually released in the gastrointestinal tract when we eat. And GLP-1 has also been shown to increase insulin production and sensitivity, play a role in balancing our glucose levels, and even having some cardioprotection activity. So berberine also supports GLP-1 to, again, support insulin activity.
You know, decreasing inflammation, and you're talking about cardioprotectives. We talk about metabolic syndrome, diabetes and blood pressure and...
high cholesterol.
Cholesterol, yeah.
Triglycerides.
Can you just explain what metabolic syndrome is real quickly?
So it's typically a combination of concerns, high glucose levels, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, concerns of weight gain and obesity. So it's like a overall concern of multitude of factors, which are often, you know, a consequence of insulin resistance and other factors.
Berberine has also been known to have brain and cognitive benefits.
Yes, absolutely. So it's actually been shown to reduce neuroinflammation. Of course, it reduces oxidative stress. It's been shown to actually even modulate some of our neurotransmitters in the central nervous system, and has actually been shown to support a healthy mood and protect against different neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Again, we go back to what we said in the beginning, the diversity of the supplement.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like so many areas of health, right, where it can be supportive. So, you know, it's typically approved to support healthy glucose metabolism and support cardiovascular health. But we know it plays a role in terms of, you know, supporting the digestive system, helping to support a healthy intestinal tract and, you know, promote a healthy microbiome and even help with, you know, digestive discomfort concerns. Again, support the brain and the nervous system. With respect to the heart, again, helps in terms of supporting blood pressure and improving blood flow and reducing inflammation. And we can't forget, of course, its role in terms of supporting immunity, right? Supporting immune health and, you know, dealing with different infections.
So, Doctor, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's discuss a couple of prescriptions that are typically prescribed for blood sugar and some of the studies that were found for the benefits and the research that went into berberine.
Sounds great.